Signal. Written by D'Aster. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Hockey RPF. Rating explicit. Relationship Sidney Crosby, Yevgeny Malkin. Also tagged for Alternate Universe BDSM. Established Relationship. Possessive Sex. Plot What Plot / Porn Without Plot. And Fluff. Part 15 of the To Be Seen Aright series. Sid does not initiate sex. By that, Zhenya doesn't mean that Sid doesn't explicitly say, "Hey, Gino, let's bang." Zhenya's not sure he's ever heard a sub be that direct. And he'd be especially surprised to hear it from a shy, inexperienced sub like his Sid. But Sid doesn't do really anything to signal Zhenya that he's in the mood to scene. It took Zhenya a while to notice, embarrassingly, and once he does, he's not quite sure how to feel about it. In other circumstances, it might make him feel insecure, like maybe Sid doesn't want him. But Sid so obviously loves the way Zhenya touches him that Zhenya's pretty sure that's not the problem. So the issue is more likely that Sid is just shy, which he very much is, or that this is part of some weird North American dynamic hang-up, like how doms on this continent apparently have a bizarre aversion to putting their mouths on their partners. Whatever the case, it shouldn't be a big deal. Again, Zhenya knows that Sid likes having sex with him, and just as important, feels comfortable saying no if Zhenya initiates and Sid's not up for it. And it's not as if being the one to get handsy, to deepen the kiss, and to say, "I think we go to bed, Sid," is any kind of imposition. Zhenya likes doing those things. But a small, unworthy part of him misses how it felt when other subs he'd dated would do things like climb into his lap, or pretend to be cold so he could wrap an arm around their shoulders, or walk around after a shower wearing a tiny towel for an unreasonable amount of time. Zhenya's ex, Oksana, had this way of playing with her hair, pulling it up or to the side to expose the back of her neck while giving him a heated look. He learned pretty quickly what that meant. It was an incredible feeling, knowing that this beautiful, accomplished sub wanted him, and more, was thinking about Zhenya's touch, and how to get it, without any prompting from Zhenya himself. It felt amazing to know that he might be thinking about hockey or the weather, and meanwhile, his sub was thinking, "I want you. I want you right now, and I'm going to make you want me too." But if Sid's not comfortable with that, now or ever, then that's just fine, Zhenya tells himself firmly. What they have is good. So good. And Zhenya doesn't need more. Unfortunately, when Sid asks Zhenya what he wants for his birthday, something malfunctions in the connection between Zhenya's good intentions and his brain-to-mouth filter, and he finds himself blurting out, I want you make me want you. Sid flinches back as if he's been struck. Voice shaking, he asks, You don't want me anymore? Zhenya wants to run himself headfirst into the fucking wall. No, fuck, of course want you, Sid. He pulls Sid close, wraps his arms around him. Maybe too tight, but he has more faith in his body's ability to express himself than he does in his words right now. Is just my stupid bad English, he promises. Not no word. But of course I want you most. Most, okay? He presses a kiss to the shell of Sid's ear, and then another to the soft, hidden skin behind his ear. Okay, Sid says, muffled by Zhenya's shoulder. Okay. He sounds calm again, sooner than Zhenya deserves. Zhenya doesn't want to let go of him yet, but an apology needs eye contact, so he leans back just far enough to meet Sid's eyes before saying, Sorry I scare you, Sid. He didn't mean to, but that's no defense. It's his job to be careful with Sid, and especially to think before he speaks. Running his mouth without involving his brain is what's led to every time Zhenya has hurt Sid by saying shit about subs that isn't true or making assumptions instead of sticking to what they've negotiated. It's okay. I should have figured it was a language thing. Just that easily, Zhenya is forgiven, apparently. Sid blinks up at him, curious. So what did you mean? I mean, like, This will be easier to explain if Sid has some experience with what Zhenya's talking about. I guess I ask question first. Is anything I do that make you want me, like, extra want? I do this thing or say this thing in normal life, not in scene, and make you think sexy things and get most turned on? Sid turns pink. Oh, I mean, lots of things. What is one? Zhenya finds himself intensely curious to hear the answer. Well, when you're, lacing up your skates, Sid's blush deepens. Oh, you like, Zhenya smirks. He knew Sid sometimes let his glance linger on Zhenya in the locker room, but he thought that was about the nudity or the spandex or just the hawkiness of it. Now that he knows it's about Sid ogling the motions of Zhenya's hands tying something up tight, he makes a mental note to buy a pair of lace-up boots to add to his wardrobe. After a second, he makes another mental note to ask Sid how he feels about lace-up corsets. It makes me want, for you to tie me up, like, more than I usually want that, which is already a lot. Very nice, Zhenya grins. Now I know I'm due on purpose. Oh no, Sid mutters, but he's smiling. So there's something like that that I do, that you like, and for your birthday you want me to do that thing? He asks, dubious. Then he looks down, shy. What is it? Unfortunately, that's not a question Zhenya can answer. There isn't a specific thing. He wants the experience of it. He wants Sidney to signal that he wants Zhenya, but he doesn't particularly care how it happens. He fumbles out some kind of explanation, and Sid, his smart, good Sid, somehow understands right away. You want me to, like, plan it out, he says, nodding. Not just do it, but think of the idea, too. Yes, Zhenya says, grateful. Is not have to be fancy, is just nice feeling. No, you thinking about want me. Even something as silly and small as Sid spilling something all over himself and blushingly or boldly asking if Zhenya wants to help him clean it off, Zhenya would be ridiculously into that. And you want it to be a surprise, Sid clarifies. Zhenya nods, and Sid nods back, businesslike. Got it. And if, If I guess wrong about what you like, he says, shy, it'll be okay, right? I can just try again? For sure is always okay, Zhenya swears, although he doesn't think it'll come up. As Sid has just demonstrated, he's the smartest person Zhenya knows. Having had that conversation, Zhenya spends the next week on edge. Every time Sid walks into a room or makes some sudden move, Zhenya thinks, it's happening! But Sid is just coming into the room to watch TV or jumping up to answer his phone, and Zhenya ends up shaking his head and laughing quietly at himself every time. And then, one night, after Zhenya has come off of high alert, he's sitting in the den texting with his friends back home, and hears a soft, hi, Gino. When he looks up, he sees Sid leaning against the living room doorway, wearing nothing but a Penguins jersey, black boxer briefs, and a nervous expression. Zhenya smiles internally, careful not to let his amusement show. He doesn't want Sid to think Zhenya is laughing at him. So this is what Sid thinks I'm into, hmm? It's not a bad guess. Zhenya is always happy to see Sid half-naked, and the jersey is something that they share, and something that reminds Zhenya of Sid's hockey, which does get Zhenya hot. There's something about the jersey that seems a little off. But before Zhenya can put his finger on it, Sid walks over to him and kneels gracefully at his feet. There's, on the back of the jersey, fuck, Zhenya says, breathy, as his pulse pounds in his ears like a drumbeat. Oh, fuck, Sid! He reaches down to confirm with his hands what his eyes are telling him, traces his fingers over the letters M-A-L-K-I-N and the top of the 71. He breathes Sid's name again, urgently, and his hands go from tracing to grabbing. It feels like his blood is on fire, and he just needs to touch as much of Sid as possible, as fast as possible, because his beautiful, beloved Sid is on his knees for Zhenya, with Zhenya's name and number plastered across his body, claimed in this basic, unmistakable way, and it's everything Zhenya didn't know he wanted until Sid gave it to him. His cock is straining against his pants, and his mouth has gone dry and clumsy. He tries to speak anyway, his English a long way from the top of his mind. Sid, I need in you, please, Sid replies, looking up at Zhenya with his own eyes gone dark from arousal. The voice of Zhenya's dominance exults. He likes it. He likes wearing my name. He likes that anyone who saw him would know that he's mine. Zhenya forces his overheated brain to think of the practicalities. I'm get lube. Oh, I... Sid's cheeks turn red, but he doesn't look away. I got ready, in case you wanted. He trails off when Zhenya makes a helpless, high-pitched noise and starts scrabbling for the waistband of Sid's underwear, desperate to feel what Sid's words have made him picture. When his fingers brush against Sid's hole and feel the slickness there, any semblance of restraint goes out the window. He tumbles down out of the armchair and manhandles Sid up against it, bending him over the seat, yanking down Sid's underwear. As he fights with his own stupid zipper, he interrupts the stream of Russian curses coming out of his mouth to tell Sid, "You stay how I put." Fortunately, words that he said enough times that he could probably manage them in his sleep. "I will," Sid promises. His voice is breathy, and he sounds kind of overwhelmed. Enough to pull Zhenya's brain out of its single track for a moment. He checks. Good, Sid. Green? I fuck you is green? Green, Sid assures him. It's good. Gino, please. As much as Zhenya enjoys hearing Sid beg, there's no need this time. No part of Zhenya is capable of holding back or waiting or denying Sid anything. Now that he knows Sid is on board, the only thing Zhenya can think about is claiming his good, sweet, fucking, brilliant Sid. in the only way more basic, more fundamental than wrapping him in his name and number. When he does, it's all he can do to make it last long enough not to embarrass himself. And when he comes, it's with his eyes fixed on the letters of his name stitched across Sid's shoulders. Afterwards, Jenya picks his head up off of Sid's hip. Initiative like that obviously deserves a reward in the form of a lengthy and heartfelt blowjob, and says, "My Sid knows what I like best." Sid turns pink, pleased. "Yeah? Yes." Jenya crawls up to kiss him, enjoying how easily Sid's mouth opens for his tongue. Then he pulls back, just far enough to ask hopefully, "You do again?" "Of course," Sid hesitates. It might take me a while to think of another good one. Jenya shakes his head, proud of Sid, but a little annoyed with himself. He thought he'd explained well enough, but apparently not. "Sid, when I say I don't need fancy, I mean, I like fancy, you know. I like this, you plan, make very special, but I'm easy," he admits, rueful. "You can just, like, wear tight clothes, or, like, touch brews I give you, and I'm think so hot, like drool hot." Sid laughs, surprised. He reaches up to trace a finger down the line of Jenya's jaw. "I don't know if I want you to start drooling," he says, "but I'll keep that in mind. And of course," he smirks, "I'm keeping this jersey." "Oh yes," Jenya says fervently. "We definitely keep jersey." The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening! Reader's notes. This is the last fic that I am going to record in the To Be Seen Aright series. I mean, provided the author doesn't write a couple of more of these sort of internal ones. The series does continue from here. There are three more fics, I think, in sort of the main storyline, and an entire AU that sprawls out on the side of it, the first two of which are included in the To Be Seen All Right series page, if you go to the text series page. However, I really, really enjoyed the spinoff series, A Keener Eye. I really liked it. It was fun. But I felt like it was kind of it would have distracted, like, to bundle it with the To Be Seen All Right verse would have distracted from the sort of core Sid Gino story, from their story. And then, so, like, that's the reason for not doing A Keener Eye. There is actually not a world in which I would be recording the last three fics in this series, because they introduce, starting with technically the next fic in the series, which doesn't actually include Alexander Ovechkin, but is like it's the start of sort of like it's the start of that arc. The arc being that Sid gets a second dom, gets Ovechkin as his second dom. And Ovechkin in this verse, maybe he gets into it. I'm not sure if he gets into it. In the second one, the one where it's at the Olympics and he and Gino are doing their thing. He does humiliation. That's one of sort of the core tenets of his dominance. And in the Keener Eye spinoff series, which involves it's actually a couple of different timestamps of when Sid and Ovechkin could have banged, basically, and then each one ending with like them sort of starting a thing with Gino, or Ovechkin handing Sid off to Gino, or any of that sort of stuff. In that one, the humiliation is, I don't know how to put it, like, gentler. It doesn't set off any of my no-go spaces, because I have a pretty hard line, very strong, just can't do it with humiliation stuff. And so I sort of read those peeking between my fingers, and they actually turned out pretty well. The last three fics in this series, I can't. Like, they just... They run up against a hard line that I have that I can't read. So if that's your thing, if humiliation type stuff, name calling, that sort of thing, if that's a thing you like, I'm sure that these are good. I sort of peeking through my fingers, skimmed through them because I wanted to know sort of plot wise what was going on. And I don't think like D'Astor is good enough that I don't really think I got a lot out of it, because I wasn't reading the porn at all, because I can't read the porn. It just was a no. So I couldn't even read it as text. So there's no way, like, not even skim it, read it as text. So there was absolutely no way that I was going to be able to record any of it, to record those three, like, not in a million years. And that's okay. Boundaries. Sid would be proud, or Gino would be proud. But yeah, having boundaries, a good thing. Which means I also left off the one other one that I could have done, which is the next one, the one that directly follows this. But it is very pretty obviously a lead-in to them adding Ovechkin. So I just figured I'd stop here. And hey, this one is glorious and awesome and fluffy and porny. And yeah, I think it's a good place to end. It's a nice sort of hot, fluffy capstone to the series. I hope you all enjoyed this.